God has gone up with a shout, the Lord with the sound of a trumpet. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ be with you. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, for 40 days we have been celebrating with joyful hearts the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ, his bursting from the tomb, and his defeat of the power of sin and death. He appeared to his disciples many times and told them about the kingdom of God. Today we recall how he left this earth and returned to his Father, ascending into heaven to take his throne over all dominions and powers. Trusting in his reign over all creation and submitting to his kingly yet loving rule, let us hear the story of his parting.
A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. While staying with them, he ordered them not to leave Jerusalem, but to wait there for the promise of the Father. This, he said, is what you have heard from me, for John baptized with water, but you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days from now. So when they had come together, they asked him, Lord, is this the time when you will restore the kingdom of Israel? He replied, it is not for you to know the times or periods that the Father has set by his own authority, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, in all Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. When he had said this, as they were watching, he was lifted up, and a cloud took him out of their sight. While he was going and they were gazing up toward heaven, suddenly two men in white robes stood by them, and they said, Men of Galilee, why do you stand looking up towards heaven? This Jesus who has been taken up from you into heaven will come in the same way as you saw him go into heaven.
Alleluia, Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Alleluia.
Seeing we have a great high priest who has passed through the heaven, Jesus the Son of God, let us offer him the praise worthy of his name. Glory to God in the highest, and peace to his people on earth. Lord God, heavenly King, almighty God and Father, we worship you, we give you thanks, we praise you for your glory. Lord Jesus Christ, only Son of the Father, Lord God, Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world. Have mercy on us. You are seated at the right hand of the Father. Receive our prayer. For you alone are the Holy One. You alone are the Lord. You alone are the Most High, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit, in the glory of God the Father. Amen. Let us pray that our risen and ascended Lord will lead us to eternal life. Grant, we pray, Almighty God, that as we believe your only begotten Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, to have ascended into the heavens, so we in heart and mind may also ascend and with him continually dwell, who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
A reading from the letter of Paul to the Ephesians. I have heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love toward all the saints, and And for this reason, I do not cease to give thanks for you, as I remember you in my prayers. I pray that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give you a spirit of wisdom and revelation as you come to know him, so that with the eyes of your heart enlightened, you may know what is the hope to which he has called you, what are the riches of his glorious inheritance among the saints, and what is the immeasurable greatness of his power for us who believe, according to the working of his great power. God put this power to work in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly places, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion, and above every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the age to come. And he has put all things under his feet, and has made him the head over all things for the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. This is the word of the Lord.
Jesus Christ, according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said to the disciples, "These are my words that I spoke to you while I was still with you, that everything written about me in the law of Moses, the prophets, and the Psalms must be fulfilled." Then he opened their minds to understand the scriptures, and he said to them, "Thus it is written, that the Messiah is to suffer and to rise from the dead on the third day, and that repentance and forgiveness of sins is to be proclaimed in his name to all the nations, beginning from Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things. And see, I am sending upon you what my Father promised. So stay here in the city until you have been clothed with power from on high." Then he led them out as far as Bethany, and lifting up his hands and blessed them. While he was blessing them, he withdrew from them and was carried up to heaven. And they worshipped him and returned to Jerusalem with great joy, and they were continually in the temple blessing God. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Thank you.
I speak in the name of the living God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Hi, Ekgiles, that was a good noise. Very appropriate. Every time a vicar leaves a parish, there's a bit of a do, a leaving party. And at the do, there are those who delight that the vicar is going, oh, thank goodness that's over. And then there are those who are sad, forming a particular bond with the outgoing cleric. The first might look more hopefully into the future, a new vicar, a new start. The latter, the next vicar is never going to be as good as the last. Now, I'm not going anywhere, and the jury may still be out as to which camp you'll be in or I'll be in by the time I do leave, but I hope we will have a bit of a do. And this evening we step into that leaving feeling as we mark the Ascension. A day when it's easy to get bogged down in the detail. So just as folk worry about his beginning, the virgin birth and all that, so they worry about his leaving, feet in clouds, all very strange, quite unbelievable. But then, if we do, we miss the message and forget that Luke was trying to find the language to describe his leaving. And who knows, it may have been as described, even though it seems incredibly strange to us. It's really not that important, at least to me. However, the message of the Ascension is. For it is a day for celebration, a party day. I've even got the gold chasuble out. It's a day that gathers up the journey we have been on these last 40 days, accompanied as we have been by our risen Lord and the disciples. And it's the disciples' journey that fascinates me every year and makes the compelling case that their lives were utterly transformed, both by what they had seen, but also by what was kindled within them. We have shared their journey a little and gone from Jesus saying to Mary Magdalene in the garden, "Do not hold on to me," to saying, "Peace be with you," as he enters locked rooms heavy with the scent of fear, to today, when the disciples were no longer defined by fear, but by joy. So they wave him off, not with tears of sorrow at his leaving, but with joy, because resurrection had come to mean for them so much more than just a man raised from the dead. It had become the way through which they understood their life, so that though Jesus was leaving them, never to be seen again, at least physically, he was with them always, just as we believe he is with us now. So today is a day for a party. Not to celebrate a departure, an ending, but to celebrate a beginning. And here I turn to words from Archbishop Rowan Williams, who said so much better than I ever could that the Ascension celebrates the new creation, the bringing together of heaven and earth that has begun in the life of Jesus. When Jesus is seen no more in the old way, that does not mean he has abandoned the world so that we must go and look for him outside it, look up into the sky like the disciples remember that first reading from Acts. His life is being lived in us. The new world is being brought to birth in us, gradually and sometimes painfully. But we are caught up in the eternal movement of God's commitment to his creation. Wow. On Ascension Day, we celebrate how we are caught up in the eternal movement of God's commitment to his creation, to you and me. Hold on to those words, ponder and pray them, for they remind us of how this day we celebrate a leaving do that marked a beginning. Amen.
Let us declare our faith in God. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, all that is seen and unseen.
We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, Lord of God, light from light, true Lord from true God, begotten not made, of all being from the Father, through him all things were made.
You will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, in all Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. Let us pray. Lord God Almighty, the Ancient of Days, you have given your Son all authority in heaven and on earth. Hear us as we pray for the world he came to redeem. As we continue to hear of the impact of COVID across the world, we pray that all countries step forward to share their responsibility. We pray for the peace of Jerusalem. We ask for your blessing on Christian Aid Week. This year our attention is being drawn to the fact that climate change impacts most on those living in poverty. Our gifts are being asked to help create reliable sources of water so communities can withstand long droughts or relentless rainstorms. Make us and all your people receptive to the gifts he pours upon us, that we may use them to your glory and the building of the body of Christ. Lord, in your mercy. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, you have exalted your Son, Christ Jesus, to your right hand and made him the head of all things for his body, the Church. Hear us as we pray for the Church throughout the world. Jesus left his disciples and entrusted this world to them. And that is now a responsibility we share too. May St. Mary's be a place populated by God's friends. Brothers and sisters, let me serve you. Let me be as Christ to you. Pray that I may have the grace to let you be my servant too. Grant that we may know, even in this time, the things that make for peace, and may strive for the reconciliation of all people in his kingdom of justice and love. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Father of all, whose Son has promised to be with us always, to the end of the age, Hear us as we pray for those among whom we live and work. We give thanks to all those who live out their vocations day to day in caring for others. Grant that we may be so aware of his presence with us that people may take note of us, that we have been with Jesus. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Yesterday was International Nurses Day. We again give thanks for the work of all nurses. We ask that as the numbers with COVID go down, that our nurses may be given the time and space to recuperate. O God, our Redeemer, whose Son ever lives to make intercession for us, hear us as we pray for those in any kind of need. We remember those who have asked for our prayers. George Brown, Ginny Camponi, Tom Heafy, Jennifer Mode, Christine Oakes, Margaret Tomlinson, Jeff Blowers, Mary Metcalf, Doreen Hoare, Margaret Burton, Margaret Pawson, Pat Hyde, and Beryl Laverick. May he who has borne our infirmities strengthen and heal them, that they may find grace to help in time of need and rejoice in his salvation. Lord, in your mercy. Yeah. Heavenly Father, whose Son has borne our humanity into the heavenly realms and gone before us to prepare a place for us, hear us and remember before you those whose earthly sojourn is over and whose life is now hidden in him with you. We remember especially Ken Isles and Nicholas Lindop. We give thanks for all those in this place who support the bereaved. I will weep when you are weeping. When you laugh, I'll laugh with you. I will share your joy and sorrow till we've seen this journey through. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Make us joyful and expectant that at his coming with all his own, we too may go forth to meet him and share in his eternal joy. Merciful Father, accept these prayers for the sake of your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Jesus says, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. If you love me, rejoice, because I am going to the Father. Alleluia. The peace of the Lord be always with you."
And also with you.
With glory.
Blessed be God, by whose grace creation is renewed, by whose love heaven is opened, by whose mercy we offer our sacrifice of praise. Amen. The Lord is here. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is indeed right and good, our duty and our joy, always and everywhere, to give you thanks, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God, through Jesus Christ, the King of glory. Born of a woman, he came to the rescue of our human race. Dying for us, he trampled death and conquered sin. By the glory of his resurrection, he opened the way to life eternal, and by his ascension, gave us the sure hope that where he is, we may also be. Therefore, the universe resounds with Easter joy, and with choirs of angels we sing forever to your praise. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Lord, you are holy indeed, the source of all holiness. Grant that by the power of your Holy Spirit and according to your holy will, these gifts of bread and wine may be to us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, who in the same night that he was betrayed took bread and gave you thanks. He broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, after supper, he took the cup and gave you thanks. He gave it to them, saying, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me." Jesus Christ is Lord. Lord, by your cross and resurrection, you have set us free. You are the Saviour of the world. And so, Father, calling to mind his death on the cross, his perfect sacrifice made once for the sins of the whole world, rejoicing in his mighty resurrection and glorious ascension, and looking for his coming in glory, we celebrate this memorial of our redemption. As we offer you this, our sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving, we bring before you this bread and this cup, and we thank you for counting us worthy to stand in your presence and serve you. Send the Holy Spirit on your people, and gather into one in your kingdom all who share this one bread and one cup, so that we, in the company of Blessed Mary and all the saints, may praise and glorify you forever, through Jesus Christ our Lord, by whom and with whom and in whom, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honour and glory be yours, Almighty Father, for ever and ever. Amen. Looking for the coming of his kingdom, let us pray with confidence as our Saviour has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. Lord, we died with you on the cross. Now we are raised to new life. We were buried in your tomb. Now we share in your resurrection. Live in us, that we may live in you. I heard the voice of a great multitude crying, Alleluia, the Lord our God has entered into his kingdom. Blessed are those who are called to the supper of the Lamb. Alleluia. The body of Christ broken for us all. Amen. The blood of Christ shed for us all. Amen. Let us pray. God our Father, you have raised our humanity in Christ and have fed us with the bread of heaven. Mercifully grant that, nourished with such spiritual blessings, we may set our hearts in the heavenly places through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. We thank you, Lord, that you have fed us in this sacrament, united us with Christ, and given us a foretaste of the heavenly banquet prepared for all peoples. Amen.
From the Acts of the Apostles. Then the disciples returned to Jerusalem from the mount called Olivet, which is near Jerusalem, a Sabbath's day journey away. When they had entered the city, they went to the room upstairs where they were staying. They were constantly devoting themselves to prayer, together with certain women, including Mary, the mother of Jesus, as well as his brothers.
As we wait in silence, make us ready for your coming, Spirit. As we listen to your word, make us ready for your coming, Spirit. As we worship you in majesty, Make us ready for your coming, Spirit, as we long for your refreshing. Make us ready for your coming, Spirit, as we long for your renewing. Make us ready for your coming, Spirit, as we long for your equipping. Make us ready for your coming, Spirit, as we long for your empowering. Make us ready for your coming, Spirit. May the Spirit who set the church on fire upon the day of Pentecost bring the world alive with the love of the risen Christ, and the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among you and remain with you always.
Amen. Waiting expectantly for the promised Holy Spirit. Go in the peace of Christ. Alleluia, alleluia.
Thanks be to God. Alleluia,
alleluia. Alleluia.